A group of 30 Afghan members of parliament has written to the federal government urging it to abandon plans to return asylum seekers to Kabul. The MPs say the security situation in the capital is getting worse and attackers are targeting members of the Hazara ethnic group. Social affairs reporter Sally Sarah.
The ABC has obtained a copy of the letter from Afghan MPs to the Australian government. The parliamentarians say it's not safe to send asylum seekers from the minority Hazara ethnic group to Kabul. Mohammed Ibrahim Qasimi is an MP for Kabul and a member of the Parliamentary Defence and Integrity Committee. He says the Afghan government struggles to provide security and basic services to existing residents of the capital.
They can't. Already they can't. The people who live here, they can't do that. How come? They can guarantee for the security for them? No. They can provide the food for them? No. They cannot provide the place for them? No. So I don't know how they do that.
Mr. Qasimi is an ethnic Hazara. He says it's impossible for Afghan security forces to ensure that failed asylum seekers are safe from attack.
We already have too much problem in here. But if they came, those people here, we cannot help them too. So they are a human too, you know.
The MPs have expressed their appreciation to the Australian government for taking care of so many asylum seekers and contributing to the security and development of Afghanistan. But they believe sending Hazaras to Kabul would be a mistake. 2 years ago, Australia and Afghanistan signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the involuntary return of asylum seekers. Sonia Caton is a lawyer and the chair of the Refugee Council of Australia. She says a test case is yet to be resolved in the federal court and the government should wait, as some other countries have done.
It's interesting that Canada has had in place a moratorium on the return of failed asylum seekers to Afghanistan in recognition of the pretty precarious security situation in that country.
The latest letter from Afghan MPs raises concerns about 125 Afghan asylum seekers. Most of the parliamentarians who signed it are ethnic Hazaras, but it also includes MPs from other ethnic groups. Sonia Caton from the Refugee Council says the ethnic mix is important.
The fact that there are MPs of other ethnicities also signing this letter is remarkable.
Some of the asylum seekers who could be returned to Afghanistan have spent extended periods in detention in Australia. Their applications for asylum have failed. Hassan Ghulam from the Australian Hazara Federation says history shows that Hazaras are vulnerable. He says the asylum process in Australia is flawed.
These people that they have collected, they are asylum seekers, but the system was not really fair.
Hassan Ghulam says many of the Hazaras have lived most of their life in the Pakistani city of Quetta after being forced to flee Afghanistan. He says they would have little family, few connections and scarce security in Kabul, and attempting to return to the provinces would also be dangerous. PM has contacted the office of the Immigration Minister Brendan O'Connor and Shadow Minister Scott Morrison. Both are yet to respond.
Social Affairs reporter Sally Sarah.